The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, at this time in the show, we talked to Drew McKissick. Drew is the chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. And it was so good to see you, Drew, the other night at Washington Night. I know Joey certainly missed seeing you, and Joey's on the line with me today.
Well, glad to have you back, sir. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, Mr. Chairman, and I watched you guys. I missed Washington Night, and that's one of my favorite events of the year, and I'm so sorry I was not able to be there, but miss seeing you guys, and I know that Deb's been checking in with you each Monday as well, so glad to have you in.
Well, she did a great job pitch hitting there at the event. It was a great event, by the way. They had, I think the number was about 280 or 290 or something like that. Senator Scott and Congressman Timmons there, and it was a great kickoff for the 4th District Republican Club, and just as usual, another all-around great event.
It was, and I got to tell you, the folks in Spartanburg did a wonderful job, and I know we appreciate our friendship with Greenville and Spartanburg. Doesn't always work out that way, but when we come together for a good cause, and that's to elect and keep in office good Republicans. So, you know, when we think about electing good Republicans, I know that you've done some work at the RNC, Republican National Committee, and it's something called a Ballot Integrity Committee Report, and I think that, I mean, I've got this great article, and it's from Town Hall, the staggering figures, how could you not question the 2020 mail-in voting process? And it just goes on how these ballots have literally disappeared. So what did the RNC adopt at your last meeting, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure. We did a couple of things. So this was a committee put together in late January of this year. 22 members out of the 168 members nationwide, so state chairman, committee men, committee women. And basically the charge was, you know, one, do what I guess you could essentially term as an autopsy of the 2020 election, you know, on many levels, but then particularly with an emphasis on things related to ballot integrity. And basically what we did was look into three different areas, areas that were legal, areas that involve state laws, and areas that involve actual ongoing political operations, or what we used to call election day operations. But there is no election day anymore. It's election month or election 45 days, depending on what state you're in. You know? Yeah. So it's a little more complicated. And, you know, things that we found. So, you know, we found, obviously, as we know, that Democrats around the country work to leverage coronavirus, essentially, as an excuse to water down the election integrity safeguards in our system, you know, by ramming through a lot of last-minute changes to the election process. We saw courts that disregarded longstanding laws. We saw governors, particularly Democrat governors, who abused emergency powers. We saw secretaries of state who ignored state laws that were duly passed by legislatures, which, by the way, the Constitution gives legislatures the right to make election law, you know, not the courts, not governors, et cetera. Essentially up and down, you know, the scale, if you will, we saw the pandemic used as a pretense, essentially, to expand mail-in voting and eliminate a lot of the safeguards that we have, like witness ID requirements and so forth. We saw that here in South Carolina. They brought a lawsuit here like they did in about 20 other states, tried to sue their way into all mail-in balloting and about a dozen other, you know, things that would weaken election security. We fought back in court here in South Carolina, took them to the federal district court, the Fourth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and at the end of the day, we won. We stopped them cold here in South Carolina. They were not able to make any of the changes that they wanted here. But other states, you know, it was a different situation. Pennsylvania, Georgia, you know, Michigan, Arizona, you can name several. You had a Secretary of State in Georgia who failed to essentially fight back. He signed a consent decree halfway through his version of the lawsuit that we had here and gave them half of what they wanted if they would drop the other half. That helped set the stage for what happened in Georgia. In Pennsylvania, they didn't fight back early enough, and by the time they got into their appeals process and got it to the U.S. Supreme Court, people had been voting for a week in Pennsylvania. So the Supreme Court throws up its hands and says, well, we can't change the law there now. People are already voting. Military ballots have been sent out, et cetera, et cetera. So what are we recommending? What have we put in place here or putting in place? So several things. Again, one that relates to state law. So looking out across the country, every state's different, different set of ballot laws. Which laws do we need to have changed in which states? And then putting together a grassroots lobbying campaign to make those changes state by state around the country, with the RNC actually funding a grassroots lobbying campaign to do just that. It's never happened before in history. Just to give you a sense of scope, in the last cycle, the RNC spent about $40 million nationwide on ballot integrity related things, whether it's lawsuits, all the way to recounts, if you will. This will take that to a whole nother degree. The second thing is the legal aspect. Again, Democrats kicked this off last year with lawsuits in about 20 states around the country. Where are our opportunities to go on offense in terms of lawsuits? Say, for instance, suing local Democrat clerks of court in counties or registration offices that don't perform purges of the voter rolls per state law where they may live, et cetera. Things like that where we can go on offense. And then third, election integrity operations. We're not calling it election day operations anymore. Election integrity now is going to be a year-round operation. 365 days a year, we've created a new division within the RNC. You know, you've always had the political division, the fundraising division, and the communications division. Now you have a permanent election integrity operations division. They've already hired about 12 staffers nationwide and ramping up from there just within the last couple of weeks. Many people may not know, but the RNC, up until the 2020 election, legally could not engage in election day security. Believe it or not, for the last 40 years, there was a consent decree in place from a lawsuit back in New Jersey in 1982. And every 7 years, there was a judge that was hanging on like grim death, so he could renew that consent decree every 7 years, find a reason to renew it. He was promoted to the great, here beyond about 3 years ago. The consent decree expired. The RNC can now legally do this. In the past, they've been relying on presidential campaigns to do it. But, now they're able to do it themselves internally, and that is a huge difference.
Hey, Drew, I so appreciate you giving us an update. We're going to have to go to a break. We always enjoy talking to you on Mondays.
Yes,
I know Joey will pick you up next time. But thanks for that update, and thanks for your work on the national level, making sure South Carolina is safe. We appreciate Drew McKissick, chairman of the Republican Party.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.